بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم وما بعد جند يمبنيني وفاق العلماء جلسة الوهاد حضرت unfortunately because of health reasons حضرت كورونا 10 but حضرت said give a very important message and that is to tell the people to preserve the truth so Allah put it in my mind inshallah Allah gave me the tawfiq to say few things that what is the truth one is to speak the truth inshallah and one is to act on the truth. The third thing is to defend the truth. The fourth is to promote the truth. And the fifth one is to be associated with the truth, inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala keep us on heart till our last breath, inshaAllah. There is also asked us to see some nasihat, inshaAllah. Shah Wasiullah ila Abadi rahmatullahi has mentioned, because it's connected to the Quran and Salah, he said every person should have connection with Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said two things are required for the connection with Allah and two things are required for the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that for the connection with Allah that a person should make it his duty that he performs all his salah, his farz salah, his nafil salah. And second thing he mentioned is tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. As Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that whenever I want to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I start performing two rakat salah. And when I want Allah to speak to me, then I open the mushaf of the Quran al-Kareem. So whichever way you look at it, if the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem is in salah. Out of salah, we need to open the mushaf, inshallah. So this Quran, our tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, the month of Ramadan is very close, less than 3 months. Allah grant us the tawfiq of fulfilling each and every right of the Quran al-Kareem, inshallah. The love of the Quran in our hearts, inshallah. And also our salah, to make it jahandar and shahandar, inshallah. Recently, the old workers' johar was taken to place in Joburg. So, among the reports that was saying that in South Africa, not talking about global, in South Africa, they're saying those who are punctual on their five times salah is less than 5%. So, how much of effort needs to be made? And those who are reading salah, what is their position of the salah? What is their quality of the salah? Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. So these two things. And he mentioned that the connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two things need to be done. One is to inculcate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And morning till evening, from the cradle to the grave, from birth to death, we got so many sunnahs to act upon. Not the only sunnah that we know and that we love, that we want to do, but all the sunnahs we should. The Mashavari Tani, rahmatullahi, on occasion, he spoke about eating dodi, calabash. So his wife prepared dodi, and the next day dodi, third day dodi. So he has no other dish. So he said, "You said sunnah, so we give you the sunnah." Then he made some introspection in his life. It took about 2 or 3 days, and he started seeing that how much of sunnah in my life. And then he said, now, alhamdulillah, after the 2-3 days, I made it my duty to bring full sunnah into my life. So Allah grant us the true love of each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second thing he mentioned is to increase our salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this, Hazrat starts off his majlis, say, read Durood Sharif. How much of emphasis, bayans are given. Jummah, we are being reminded. I'll mention one more incident. Sheikh Yunus John Puri, rahmatullahi, very great alim. So one person came to him and he said, Hazrat, I feel that Allah Ta'ala is unhappy with me. And you're an alim, you're a great sheikh. Tell me something what I can do. But he humbled himself and said, what can I tell you? I can't tell anything. He said, please, you're a person who knows a lot of Quran, you know about hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Please, tell me. So he looked down and he lifted up his head. He said, see, if you want to please Allah, then you have to please the one that is resting in Madinatul Munawwarah. That is Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You please Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, for this, two things need to be done. So what is these two things? Same thing. He said, increase the salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, make it your duty that Allah, you make dua, Allah grant you tawfiq to bring all the sunnah alive in your life. So this person, alhamdulillah, he was sincere, he took the advice seriously, he went away, and he, after some time he came back, this time He wasn't despondent. The first time he came, he was very despondent. The second time he came, he said, Hazrat, now I can tell you that Allah is happy with me. So Sheikh Yunus Janpuri asked him, so what was the criteria of you being knowing that Allah was displeased with you and Allah is pleased with you? He said, before, whenever I used to make tilawah of the Quran haphazardly, and there was no motivation, no enjoyment, my zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now ever since you told me that I bring sunnah into my life, recite Guru Sharif, now there's a lot of motivation. And he said, just last two nights, I saw a dream in which I made ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallam told me that now I'm happy with you. So Allah grant us the true love of each and every sunnah, grant us the tawfiq of increasing our salawat. And so as the Shaykh al-Hadith mentioned, that wherever, from experience, wherever there was halat and condition, then one of the most effective ways is reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that the shortest durood, respected brothers, is sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shortest durood. And as Hazrat mentioned, we've got so much of time for our smartphone. A person doesn't have his smartphone, he feels uncomfortable. So now, we've got so much time for pedal, so much of time for other things. Just now ask ourselves, how much of time are we dedicating to tilawat of the Quran, of Durood Sharif upon them? And these are the things will help us in this world, it will help us in our qabr, it will help us in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting everyone tawfiq, inshallah.